हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 वाम राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 वाम राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 वाम हरे वाम राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे वाम हरे वाम राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 वाम हरे राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे राम हरे राम राम हरे हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्ण
sound to loop continuously. So just clap our hands. Yeah. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Ram. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. Avoid the dangers in yoga. Chaitanya Charitamrita 219. It's odd. But she also has her dangers. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. But one is good, but Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Oh, yeah. Om. Oh my God. Okay. It's going slow. There is no life, limit to life under the Japa tree. Please join us and save us from TV. Let us finish with two meditations in the Maha Mantra mode, and Raghunuga mode, and you can tell us if this bunch of ideas was bad or good. Please look through this window at Radha. Her complexion is quite fair. Her hand holds on to her heart. There are flowers in her hair. There's a bee upon a flower. Yeah, come on, where's the bee? I think that is all that she sees. But there's the bee. He's bringing a message from Krishna as he darts in and out of the trees. Behind her are Uddhava and gopis, and we are standing in front by her knees. Are we also flowers growing on big, noble, green-leafed trees? Oh, but I think that it is too hard to be flowers at her knees. Better to aspire to be dust beneath the tree, roots of the big, noble trees. Everything in the forest of Braja, both colored and simple and green, chants the names of Krishna and Rama to create a proper scene. Can you hear the sound of the flowers, or Japa perceive the smell? Can you hear the sound in the dust? It helps the bee to remember the words that he learned to tell. Find your station, play your part. All things never. Let's go loop everything now. Oh, okay. Dai, wow, it's better when the sound works. Okay. My God, is this working here? What's happening? Slideshow. I'm gonna set up slideshow. Manually. Okay, we're okay. Fire here. Next, we'll turn off the speakers at this point. I know what's happening now. Okay. So this was a show that we, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And this is a show again we did called Under the Japa Tree, 2007, May 12th, Festival of Inspiration in New ISKCON, New Virginia, West Virginia, Srila Prabhupada. And so this is me and the GBC secretary. So if you look on the internet for elephant, blind men, you find many pictures of this story. You know this story? It's like one, two, three, four, five. Six blind men heard there was an elephant. And they all wanted to be the first to say what it was, you know? So they all got there and one grabbed the trunk and he said, "Oh, I know what the elephant is. The elephant is like a snake." The other guy hit the trunk and he said, "No, you fool, you blind man, the elephant's like a sword." The other guy hit the ear and he said, "No, you're both wrong, it's like a leaf." And he said, "No, it's like a column, like a tree trunk. It's like a wall." "No, you idiot, it's like a rope," like that. So this is life. Many times we argue over things because we just have a different perspective. It doesn't mean it's wrong, you know. So we may have a different point of view, but both our positions can be true. So this is ISKCON, approaching the Hare Krishna movement, and it's a very big thing like that, and people have different ideas about what's going on like that. So in 1972, personally, my position, I got the Krishna book, the big one. It was at the University of California, and I started reading it very seriously, like I was following some yoga. And at some point I realized, actually at one point I was reading this, and you know, then it said that, Jarasandha attacked Mathura with 25 Akshahinis of soldiers and this and that. Then Krishna came out and was chopping their heads off and legs and arms and shooting everybody. Then Balaram became even more enthusiastic out, and the river of blood that Krishna caused, Balaram caused it to overflow, and people's heads were like turtles floating in the water, and the necklaces were like sand, and the elephants were like little islands, and people who were cowards were frightened, but those who were heroic were applauding. So. And if you read this one story, you'll never have to hear from blasphemy, fear from blasphemy ever again. So I'm reading this whole thing. And of course, Prabhupada's presenting it very soberly, very sober fashion like that, you know. So at some point my mind said, you know, this is either, you know, the biggest lie I ever heard, or it's the absolute truth, you know. Then my mind automatically came to the next conclusion. Well, if it's either an absolute lie or the absolute truth, in either case, it's absolute. So I was like, realize this is what I'm holding is actually the absolute truth. Because you can, if you're in the one mode of gush, you read these things, you see this is true. This person is talking so soberly like that. So I became convinced that yes, Srila Prabhupada was presenting God properly and everything else. And so my position at that point, I tried to grab a hold of the elephant. And my conviction was this thing of, you know, continuous chanting. I have this kind of meditative nature, you know. So I was okay, I'll now try and always be chanting, praying internally like that. Okay. Conclusion. So Prabhupada said the most important service in this movement is Sankirtan, you know, book distribution, right? There's an English phrase that says, Love is not love until you give it away, right? So same way, you have this, and the most important thing is just to go out and give it to other people like that. So the most important service, and all the service we do, you know, taking care of the deities, paying the bills, you know, doing so many things, the most important service is Sankirtan. And you can take that as your focus, you know. But you'll realize without the most essential service, japa, you're just half a band, like that. So Prabhupada says the spiritual master gives so many services in the Sankirtan movement, but the most essential is chanting 16 good rounds a day like that. Because, you know? Okay, I want to get out and distribute books, but I'm not chanting properly, I'm not doing my own work, so I can't appreciate the books myself, I can't appreciate the movement myself, so there's no motive power to my preaching, my welfare activities. On the other hand, you can begin with the most essential service and focus on getting up early, doing nice sadhana, chanting your rounds. But unless it actually comes to the point of manifesting itself in terms of preaching, then you're not doing it properly. You have to appreciate. It has to be a test of my job and activities, that I have this motivation to talk to other people. So different ways to approach the elephant. But if your particular inclination is from this part of the elephant, behind there, in spite of the different problems that occur walking behind the elephant, if your japa is your inclination, then follow our determination. So this is our particular view of Krishna consciousness. You know. Watch the chicken. So again, somebody asked me this some time ago. He said, after all your experience, what is the essence of Krishna consciousness? So I was thinking about it. This is what it comes down to. After 30 years for me, the whole essence of this yoga just boils down to 8 words. Get up early and get your rounds done. How many rounds do you still have left? All finished? Okay, it's anxiety, isn't it? Yeah, all day long you're thinking like, how many more do I have to do and this and that. But so, it just goes on here. Okay, get up early and get your rounds done. Okay. So how to do that? This is how, kind of, so many ways to do that, but one kind of system I kind of work on just to get it done is one, don't eat too much late at night. You got to judge yourself. Otherwise, you stay awake because all the energy is in your body and you can't really sleep like that, you know? Or if you do go to sleep, it's kind of like an intoxicated like that. So anyway, you got to adjust your eating so you can go to bed and get a good night's sleep like that. And then when the alarm clock goes off in the morning, you know, it's ringing like that. And if it's next to your bed, what you'll do is hit the snooze alarm, like that. Oh, there's just 5 more minutes. Just 5 more minutes, bro. But so I put it across the room next to the light switch. Okay. Put your alarm across the room next to your lights. And, a little timing here. You can't touch the alarm until the light is on, right? So you put this in the boot sector of your intelligence. Before you go to bed, you tell yourself the alarm is going to go off. That's the next thing that's going to happen. And go up and fall over the chair or whatever it takes, but get over and turn the light on. And you can't touch the alarm until it's on. You see, your mind works like that. You know, so you're there. No, light's on. Okay, yeah, light's on. And then right by there, it has to be ready. You have one big glass of water sitting there. Okay. So you drink the full glass of water. I don't want to drink it. Drink it. Okay. You know. And there's an entire book called You're Not Tired, You're Thirsty. Right? And you see this after you drink the water. It's amazing. You feel your whole body, like so the aching and everything else. I want to go to sleep. It goes away. Your whole body rehydrates and you feel like energetic. Okay. And maybe something, but no, just tell yourself, sit down. Don't lie down. Sit down and chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Ram. And then your intelligence will start to form. Who am I? What's happening? What am I supposed to be doing? What is the perspective? What is the goal of life? Everything will automatically follow that. I'm getting up and chanting. Yeah. And myself, you know, live where 2 a.m. japa is okay. Right? Yeah. Prabhupada said 3 times, I guess it was one class in Vrindavan, the best time to chant your rounds is before Mangala Arati. You know? But what's the happy hour? You come to America now. What's the happy hour? See, obviously, you see all the little places along the side of the road that says happy hour, 6 p.m. That's for the fools, right? Oh, I don't have to work anymore. Now I can just go and become, you know, take my stupid medicine. You know, I think it was now. Come a little closer here. Yeah, everybody, yeah. So for the fool, the happy hour is 6 o'clock in the afternoon, business is finished, now I can just go play stupid games and lose money and drink and all that kind of stuff until about, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning. Legally, the bars have to close at what time here? Yeah, 2 a.m. in the morning. You know, so 8 hours. So even the government figures, right? Even the government figures out, hey, you know, give it a break. You know, like that. See, 2 o'clock in the morning, it stops. And if you go out at 2 o'clock in the morning, you see some really determined drunks are still staggering around or people like that. Mostly they're trying to all fall asleep. So from 6 o'clock in the evening till 2 o'clock in the morning is tamaguna. It's good for tamasic activities, eating, watching some theater, okay, or something. Okay, they go to sleep. You know. And then get up early like that. If you're up at 2 o'clock in the morning, Boise is your city. It's like they can walk around like that. And you're chanting, you know, a little Mangala Arti, Kirtan, like that. Krishna's a person, some incense, some flowers. And then, by, you know, you're chanting. By the time Mangala Arti comes, your whole consciousness is so fixed. You're working. You have to work. There's a lot of work to do. Japa is not just a formula. There's a lot of work you have to learn how to do. And you can see how I'm changing my consciousness, purifying myself. So by 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock, when you have Mangala Arti, it's you're just about bouncing. The result is so incredible, you know. Yes, I am. I am a spirit soul. I am not this body. Krishna knows this. He does that. And, you know, okay. You know. And then finally the sun comes up and you can read. You know, very natural. And it's beautiful in the morning. Fresh air, cool sunlight. You know, every morning it's beautiful. It's like an art display. And reading some philosophy, some perspective. You know, you find Napoleon, who else? Caesar. They're not sleeping until 10 o'clock in the morning. Every single one of them was up very early and engaged in their particular profession. Napoleon was reading Caesar and all of his explanations of war and strategy like that and so on. Okay, 10 o'clock. Okay, the banks are open. If I can go over and, you know, cash this check, then I can go over and buy that before my competitor gets it, then I can sell it for 3 times the price. So that's the happy hour for the businessman, right? Somebody has their happy hour, the fool, the guy in the mode of passion, and the mind in the mode of goodness, you know, like that. So, but Prabhupada said, when I was married fellow, you know, sometimes the babies get sick and they have projectile vomiting like that or something. And you know, you can't keep a regular schedule always when you're in grihastha ashram like a sannyasi. You know. So Prabhupada said, when I would get up, I would get 4 rounds done. And before I touched my breakfast, you know, 4 more rounds were done. So 8 rounds before I would eat my breakfast. Okay, off to work. I get 4 more rounds done, somehow or other, good rounds during the daytime. Then again, before I touched my bed, at the end of the day, those last 4 rounds were done like that. You know, okay, everything's crazy. At, you know, 9:30 at night, just forget it. Just go out the door and let my wife and kids, you know, kill each other. Let my, you know, the leaking water pipe flood the house. What's it go? Avashya Rakshabe Krishna. Krishna has given me this service, so he's going to support me. Not gonna, oh, you chanted 16 good rounds today. Go to hell. It's like no. God's gonna help you. You know, but does he want this really? You have to investigate. You know? Okay, so that was Prabhupada's standards of grihastha. Some people say that if you get all your rounds done before breakfast, Krishna will engage you nicely the whole day like that. After getting done before 10 o'clock, Maya can't touch you. No anxiety the whole day. Yeah. Okay, what's next to you? So here, get up in the morning with Prabhupada. He's an acharya, chanting your rounds, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Ram. And your whole day you can go if you want to. You can go with Shulesi Bhakti Vedanta Swami, no matter where you go, engaging in Sankirtan. Prabhupada says that devotee does different things. Sometimes he goes with Krishna to help him control the transcendental Sarabi cows. You know? So Bhakti Vinod Thakur, our great acharya, when he was in the court, he was thinking these are all different cows and calves and these are wolves and tigers trying to eat them over here, and I'm trying to protect them and help Krishna like that. So externally, he was in the court, you know, sending people to hell, giving people vast sums of money, but internally, he was with Krishna, you know, and always thinking, always chanting, meditating like that. You know. And at the end of the day, you come back, take a shower, have a little prasad, and you chant, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare, Jai, Go Mataji Ki, and take a little hot milk at night and sleep very soundly. Okay, yeah. So all this is going on, but in the end, you know, how does it go? Narayana, how it goes. At the end, everything will be tested, like in Japa. Of course, and so we see this from all great philosophers. They're showing us. Everyone ever showed us that death is the final examination, like that. Prabhupada says that Socrates couldn't take the poison, unless he would have been crying and running away like that. But no, he was very calm. He asked him, how can you be so calm? And he said, I would have killed myself a long time ago if suicide had been permitted to leave this world. But now it's possible I can take this and I can leave this world and go to a better place. Like that. Are you sure? So there's a whole dialogue called the Phaedo, which is very nice, the last dialogue, and beautiful discussions about whether the soul is immortal. Very nice discussions. And he says in the end, I'm not exactly sure myself, but it's like basically like the odds are like, you know, not 87 to 13 that we are immortal. And therefore, I better do good things in this lifetime because after death, I'm going to get some reaction for them. And because I have been doing good things, I'm going to probably go to a good place. And I still have a little doubt myself, he was saying, because he was a jnani. He wasn't a bhakta, right? He was just trying to use his own intellectual ability to find out like that. But he went up. And so maybe he's in this room right now. Maybe somebody here was Socrates before. Okay. Other examples, of course, Jesus Christ. Same thing. One of his followers, Peter. You know this story? Peter was like one of his best followers, disciples like that. So when this whole thing came, the thing is when he had to take the reaction for all these Jewish people and everybody else and be their guru and suffer all this so they could get, you know, free and like that. And so that after this Last Supper, which is where he blessed the bread and the wine like that, then the Romans came and took him off and beat him and everything else, and finally next day he was crucified and so on. But you know, not just taking his own, dying his own death, but dying everybody else's death too. So very great paracharya. So Peter, he told him, I have to go someplace now where you can't follow. And Peter said, Master, I promise I will follow you wherever you go. And Christ looked at him, kind of smiled and said, Peter, tomorrow before the cock crows in the morning, you will have denied you ever even knew me three times. So the movie's a very nice presentation. He's being beaten and judged and all these things, and people outside with fires and someone says, there's his disciple. He was his disciple. He says, no, I didn't know him. Why do you say this old lady? You know, that's what happens in the movie three times quite naturally. And the third time he says it, hears this, cock-a-doodle-doo. And he remembers what Christ said. You know. Three times he denied he even knew him, what to speak of, like trying to follow him. So it's tested. It'd be tested. Prabhupada says that a cat can chant, parrot can chant Hare Krishna, right? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, you know. By the time of death, he chants, cat, cat, cat. So we got, there's a certain quality to the job. We're trying to achieve something, so we don't take birth again. And of course, from our tradition, Maharaj Pariksit had 7 days to live to perfect his whole meditation like that. Yeah. Okay, this is Japa Joe, right? If you look on the internet under homunculus, you'll find other guys, usually they don't have any pants on. Well, decent here. This is how your cerebral cortex views your body. On your brain, there's the cerebrum, and the surface is the cerebral cortex. And that's where most of the nerves are. So the nerves are going in there, and they're all represented on the brain. So a human being has a tremendous amount of nerves in the fingers, the lips, the mouth, not so much in the legs, it's parts of the body. Tiger, how do you think his body is represented? Does he have a lot of nerves for the fingers? Tiger? Does he have fingers? Not really. But yeah, for the nose, his nose has a tremendous sense of smell, much better than we do. His nose is very, very big. But his lips and mouth, he doesn't taste his food when he chews like that. And of course, also the sense of hearing is probably pretty good. Tigers cannot see forms very well, but they can see motion very well, much better. Any slightest movement in the jungle, they can see it like that. Yeah. So different bodies have different representation. Chimpanzee has the same representation for the fingers. They can talk with sign language like that. How's it go? Indian, monkey, wants, mini. Yeah, this is standard American sign language. You know? So they can talk like that. So chimpanzee can learn to do that. They can express themselves. They have intelligence about like a five-year-old child. Yeah, like that. They can remember things and apologize and make friends, have enemies, feel guilty. Like that. No, they've done something wrong. Yeah, but the tongue, they don't have it. It's like they use bad words in their last lifetime, so they have this thing. They're all like that. Kind of gross guys. You know? So, when we're chanting on beads, it's a very natural form of meditation. Like that. You can make a deity out of clay, you can carve it out of marble, you can cast out of brass, you can paint it, or you can make it out of sound, right? Sound is still a material element, like that, you know. One devotee was chanting his rounds all of his life, doing this and that, business, running here and there. You know, on the telephone he was chanting his job, his 16 rounds, driving his car, looking at the magazines, you know. So at the time of death, he died, and he went to the spiritual world. And there was a very ugly, distorted deity of Krishna there, you know. And he said, "Who are you?" And the deity said, "I'm..." Yeah. "And you've been calling my name your whole life. So now you have to stay with me forever." Like that, yeah. So be careful when you're chanting. Like that, yeah. So you're making an icon, a form like that. Yeah. Krishna.
Krishna.
Krishna. Yeah. And then you can meditate on it. You have significance like that. You know, it's a meditation item. So chant clearly. In the beginning, the jaw and the paw should move. Japa. The lower jaw and the tongue and the fingers should move. This is a mechanical process in the beginning. Okay, do it. You know, karma, do it. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Yeah. Then jap, karma. Then what? Karma? Jnana. You start to understand, what does it mean? Why you start to get some knowledge about why you're chanting, the effect, how it... This is all jnana we're doing now. Jnana yoga. Understand it. Once you understand everything else, okay, now you can focus. Jnana. So the jap really becomes meditation. In the beginning, we're chanting, we're kind of intellectually investigating it. Some people say, if I chant, I'll go crazy, you know, this and that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Okay, it's good. I want to do it. So then the next stage is use the mantra to bring your mind away from distracting things. This is happening, that's happening. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama Rama. Yeah. Okay. Third stage, you actually can focus. But it's intermittent, it's broken like that. It's not concentrated, but you can keep your mind on the mantra for some time. And then it becomes continuous. You can always focus, you can keep your mind on there, on Krishna, on the mantra. Then it becomes more intense. Then it becomes uninterrupted, intense, anusmriti, very broad at that point. At that point, you remember who you are. I am a cow. My name is Claribel. I left the spiritual world, now I'm absorbed in this television show. I must leave, go back to Krishna. Yeah, so it's a whole psychological process described in our literature by the Acharyas, how you're going through different stages. But if, you know, how to control the mind. Okay, so Japa Joe's bag of tricks. There are numberless transcendental, though material, tricks how to control the mind. Hear the mantra. But the basis of all of these is the desire to find them. One time, Satsrup Maharaj wrote a whole book on Japa, the Japa Reform Manual. He said, he asked Srila Prabhupada, how can I chant better rounds? And Prabhupada looked at him and said, by chanting better rounds. Yeah. So bhakti, ultimately you have to want to do it. If you want to do it, then you discover everybody here has a different body, different diet, different rhythm, and a different mind, like that. One devotee, Jai Krishna, he's an international chess master. How many people here play chess? Yeah? How many people can keep the board in their mind? But you're programmers, right? Yeah? Yeah? You don't do the code in your mind sometimes? Huh? Yeah? You know, Rasaraj, he does the code mentally like that for us. He can keep the one board in his mind. But and also he's a little bit bigoted, being Indian guy, like he's dirty Westerner. A little bit, you know. So it's, you know, justifiable. So Jai Krishna's a Western guy, you know. But he's an international chess master. He can keep 7 boards in his mind at one time and defeat any of us like that, no problem. Like, oh yeah, so so-and-so, you know, gambit, you know, from so-and-so, like that, next board. You know, he would go out on places and play for money, you know. So 7 games, but he has very, very poor ability to focus on sound. His intelligence and stuff are very visual, like that, his grammar. So he'd try and chant his job, is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama, Rama. It's, you know, it's very difficult. So I showed him a yantra that has 108 lines. It's in the Shinga yantra. And he started constructing that, you know, different patterns, different colors. And he could keep his mind, you know, focused like that and chant like that. So everybody has a different mind. Some people have to walk when they're chanting. If I walk when I chant, I don't concentrate so well, right? Different times of the day, reading like that. This is your problem. Everybody got a different problem. And because of that, Krishna takes personal interest in you, right? Because you're different than everybody else. And he's like seeing, well, how's he solving this problem? What's he doing? Wow, that's really nice. Wow, let me help him. You know, let me blow all four of his tires out in his car so he can't go to work today. Yeah, okay, you know. Boy, why is he angry? I'm trying to help him. Yeah. Ooh, you know. Yeah. So there's so many tricks. One of my extreme tricks when I cannot control my mind, it's going everywhere, is I stop breathing. Okay. And after a couple of seconds, your mind says, hey, you know, we're not breathing, you know. I go, yeah, I know. And we're not going to breathe until you chant properly like that. Well, I won't do it. We're not going to breathe. I can't stand it. Okay, then. So, you know, pranayama. Yeah, job. But somehow it's like a little child, you know, trying to control your mind like that, you know, yeah. But Prabhupada gives us like, you know, some very basic things, you know, follow the four principles strictly. If you don't do this, you discover your mind becomes uncontrollable like that. Your desires become uncontrollable. Illicit sexual relations, on and on. It just becomes this hell. It's like unbelievable. Four principles, and get up early again, you know, Brahma Muhurta. How long is a muhurta? How long is an hour? 60 minutes, okay. How long is a muhurta? No, 48 minutes. Yeah. So the day is divided into 30 muhurtas in the Vedic standard. So they have different functions, different things are good, different times like that. So the Brahma muhurta, the transcendental muhurta, is from 96 minutes until 48 minutes before dawn. And the one after that's not quite as potent, but it's still nice. So an hour and a half before sunrise, get up. Right? Krishna was engaging the Ras Lila with the gopis. There's no better service you can do for Krishna than to engage in the Ras Lila with him. But when the Brahma Muhurta came, Krishna stopped the Ras Lila, right? To observe Brahma Muhurta like that. Krishna was lying in bed embracing Rukmini. She was so happy. And the cock crowed, which in Manipur is Kray Kray Kimomo, like that. And I forgot what it is in Spanish. What's it in Hindi? In your language, what the roosters say? Okay, in America they say cock-a-doodle-doo. So you have to listen to see. Yeah. So anyway, whatever they were doing, they started doing it. And Krishna got up right away because it was Brahma Muhurta. And so Rukmini cursed the roosters, you know. She's the goddess of fortune. So if you notice, roosters don't have any money. Because they were cursed by Rukmini like that. Yeah. So anyway, get up, you know, an hour and a half before sunrise like that. And engage in some spiritual life like that. Cultivate it. Doesn't mean you're Muslim. Do that. If you're, whatever it is like that. Some spiritual activity. And then after that, sun comes up. Read Srimad Bhagavatam. Right? By reading, hearing, the intelligence becomes clarified. This is where human beings, we can develop these logical systems. We can organize our thoughts. We can develop a logic about life. You know, what are we supposed to be doing? Who am I? So then you chant very nicely then. You can focus. Your mind tries to tell you, you've got to do... Well, you won't have time to rotate your tires today. You better do this and that. You say, no. Because your intelligence becomes very clarified by hearing, by chanting. Why am I chanting? Who is Krishna? Is there a Krishna? You know, I am Krishna. We're all Krishna. Yeah, no, I'm a servant of Krishna. I'm praying to him to get my intelligence purified, to purify my heart. So when I go into the day, my heart is very pure. My perspective is I'm a servant of everybody. Like that. Somebody yells at me, or my master is yelling at me. What's wrong? What did I do wrong? Yeah, in a situation. He doesn't understand. Let me, yeah. Oh, start yelling back. If you become your enemy's enemy, forget it. The whole thing is just, you know, just an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Everybody ends up blind with, you know, no teeth. You know? But if you take this attitude always, you know, more humble than the grass, more tolerant than a tree, looking for everybody's good qualities, you know, and not trying to have anybody see mine, you can always chant and you'll always be happy with that. And everybody will love you. And you won't get laid off. We can't lay him off. He's a nice guy. Okay. But in Chaitanya Charitamrita, second Madhya Lila, chapter 19, Lord Chaitanya is giving instructions to Rupa Goswami. He describes the whole philosophy in one chapter like that. He's describing people follow religion just for selfish reasons, and then some people are following because they want liberation out of this world. They don't want anything here. And those people get a chance then to hear the Maha Mantra or come in contact somehow or other. So get a seed, you know, of devotional service, some experience which made you convinced, yes, there is a spiritual world, there is real love. Well, how do you water that seed? Right? By hearing and chanting. You go on reading more and stuff like that that fits in, more and more, understanding more. Yes, yes. But it's growing. But along with that, you're also growing weeds. Right? You know, along with your devotional service, you're becoming more peaceful, more clarified. You start to become make more money. You start to become more famous. You start to develop mystical powers. You start to get peace. Mukti, bhukti, siddhi, kami, all these things are growing along with it, like that. And some of them look like devotional service, right? You know, you're making the Krishna consciousness very famous, you're spreading it, you know. So after a while, your service to Krishna is to be famous. It's my service to be famous. Or it's my service to make a lot of money for Krishna, you know, like that. You know, have power for Krishna. But the Krishna is becoming very small, and the power and the money and the fame are becoming very big. In Ram's pastimes, when Brahman, in South India, I guess, no, Ayodhya, he was going to the temple with his puja tray and bathe and tilak and feeling very, you know, proud, you know. One dog ran in front of him, so he took a rock and threw it at the dog, you know, whap, hit the dog, you know, and he's bleeding. And he goes to Brahman and he says, hey, you know, that was unfair. My shadow didn't even touch you. And the Brahman's looking at the dog, he's talking, he says, come with me, I want to make a complaint to the king about this, you know. So people are gathering, and they're all, you know, okay, we follow this talking dog. So Rama's sitting with, you know, Sita and Lakshman and Hanuman and hearing different things. And look over there, and in the queue there's this one dog with some dry blood on his face, and a Brahmin with his puja tray, and some people, they're wondering. So finally it comes his turn, the dog makes his complaint, and Rama and Sita are listening, you know, like that. And so Rama asks the Brahmin, he says, well, is this true? And then he says, yes, sir, it's true. I became a little proud and hurt this poor animal. You know? So Rama says, well, sir, well, what do you think his punishment should be? He's a talking dog. Maybe you know, you can know something. You know? The dog says, you should make him the head of a large spiritual institution. Like that. Then Rama says, that's punishment? The dog says, yes, that's what I was in my last lifetime. Yeah, GBC key, temple president key. So yeah, there's so much opportunity for corruption. People start to accept your word absolutely, you know? They start to accept your word absolutely and everything you say, more than even like a political leader. And you can so many things, you know, happening like that. So all these weeds, you better pull them out when you're little. Keep reading the scriptures. They'll tell you what to notify these things. I know to identify these things. Keep good association with devotees, especially Uttamadakarya Prabhupada. And you can see I'm becoming a little too proud. Daksha. Srimad Bhagavatam, so many big sacrifices, but he was proud. So when his daughter was married to Shiva, Sati, he became arrogant about that, you know. And his whole thing developed. His daughter burned herself to death, Parvati, and he's got his head cut off. And was a very nice person, you know, but he was feeling pride for his religious activities like that. So our yogi here is doing very, very well, meditating. What he's meditating on, he's meditating on the yogini, like that. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare, Hare! Yes, okay. But she's also meditating. Well, she's also meditating on the yogi. Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Krishna Rama. You know, but she's meditating, well, he'd be a nice source of a nice children. And, you know, but why just one? Like that. So you go on chanting. The chanting can make it grow more and more, more and more. Three children in a big house. And why not become the queen, you know? Inspire my husband to become the king, and I can go through on his arm like that. So if you go on chanting, all these things can develop. We have to be careful when we're chanting like that. You know? Okay, oh my God, there's Om. Somehow or other. What's happening next? Nothing's happening. Okay. There is no life, no limit to life under the japa tree. Please join us and save us from TV. Let us finish this presentation with two meditations on the Maha Mantra in a Raga Nuga mood. And then please tell us if this bunch of ideas was bad or good. Good. Okay. So there's different levels of bhakti. Yeah. Vaidhi bhakti means to follow rules and regulations. You know, like Muhammad says, bow down six times a day to Mecca. Go to Mecca. Offer charity, you know, during Ramadan. Do fasting. This is vaidhi bhakti. We say, chant 16 good rounds, follow four principles, get up, follow a codicy, right? Put on tilak, you know, do your karma yoga. Okay. But if you're doing that, then after some time, you start to become liberated, peaceful, happy, your world becomes nice, auspicious, Krishna's cooperating. You know? So you're feeling, well, but I can do more than this. I can do more than just be a liberated person. I want to serve Krishna with some feeling, with some, you know, comprehension like that. Every day I'm making a lunch offering to Krishna, two sabjis, one wet, one dry, savories, pakora, the sweets, everything on time. Hey Krishna, Radha Monkey Bihari, here's your lunch. I'll come back in half an hour. You know, like that. You know, you're doing it. Your vaidhi is correct. But there's no feeling. You know? So how can I at least try to feel something? Raga Nuga. Going after the Raga, Raga Anuga of Hanuman. How would Hanuman get lunch for Ram or the cowherd boys? So they play, the Yashoda. So you start to be attracted to somebody in Krishna consciousness, some hero. Maybe according to your nature a little bit, like that. So, and then after that, that stimulates your real nature, your real swarup, and then bhava bhakti starts to come. You start to really express your real sentiments like that, intense emotional feelings in terms of Krishna. But they have to become intensified, they have to become purified. And then finally we're fully awake, you know, to who we are. So here's a couple of meditations I had in this Raganuga mode. It's a very nice picture, and I was looking at it. You know, you look at it, you're chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare, Hare. You see, Radharani's, there's a story when Uddhava brought the message from Mathura. The gopis were all separated from Krishna, what's happening? So he said, Uddhava, you have to go and tell them, I'm thinking of them, I want to come back, but I'm entangled here. And it's not that I've forgotten them. I really miss them a lot, like that, you know? And so he went with the message, and some gopis were listening. But one gopi, was such a, you know, advanced in her service, Aradhana, as she was wandering off and just mad and started talking to one bee. And she said, I thought the bee was Krishna. So it's called the Brahmara Gita. Very intense like that, you know? Yeah. So I was chanting, looking at the picture. And she's absorbed, you know, about this bee. She couldn't think of anything else. But then there's a question. We're on this side, right? He starts chanting, his ideas start to come. We're there. But what are we, you know? Are we also flowers? You know, because we're here, right? We're right here. Or are we a tree? Or maybe Lalita's standing on this side to protect Radharani. She doesn't hurt herself, you know? Maybe Kanks is over here. So this is Raganuga, chanting with some feeling of trying to enter into the humor. So maybe we're also flowers about this high, right? You know? But I was thinking, to be a flower in Vrindavan is very difficult. It's very difficult to be a flower in Vrindavan. Somebody asked Nanda Baba, say, oh, Nanda, how's your little boy, Krishna? You know, you and Yashoda always wanted a baby, now you got a little boy, and this nice little boy. How is he? And Nanda Maharaj says, oh, he's very, very sensitive, like that, you know. His sweet rice, right, his kheer, it has to have just the right temperature, just the right amount of sugar, certain kind of milk, certain kind of, you know, rice, you know, like that. You know, you a little closer or something? See, you know, a little space here. Yeah. So good to see you. So Nandamara is telling his friend, Krishna's very sensitive, you know, and a little too hot or a little too much sugar, or not enough camphor, and he suffers so much, you know. He doesn't say anything, but I can tell that he's really like that, you know. So Vrindavan is like that. Every little adjustment in Vrindavan has to be just perfect for Radha and Krishna's pastimes. So to be a flower in Vrindavan is, oh, very, very difficult. So I was thinking, maybe just to try and be a particle of dust in Vrindavan, under Srila Prabhupada's feet. You know? Even to be a particle of dust might be too difficult, but if Prabhupada's standing on us, maybe we can do something without causing problems. Like that, you know? Yeah? So, many things like this, meditations. Prabhupada's walking in the dust of Vrindavan. So the dust, when he picks his foot up, all the dust combines together to make an impression of his foot with every line there, or Krishna's feet, right? So little particles of dust all hanging together to, you know, make those impressions like that. In the, who's the guy, who's that? It's somebody. I think it's Sanatana Goswami says, every inhabitant of Vaikuntha, what is speak of Goloka, has more power than all the Indras and all the universes combined, like that. But they laugh at the Indras by taking the roles of little pieces of grass and things in Vaikuntha. It was so glorious. You know. Prabodhananda Saraswati says, you can drink nectar with Indra. Hey boy, old boy, like that. You know, what is this? You know, you can embrace Uravasi, the heavenly nymph, like that. What is this? You can merge into the unlimited absolute bliss of the impersonal Brahman. What is this? The blades of grass in Vrindavan reject all these things. They spit on them. Whoa. Yeah, he's a fanatic. Nabandamahimamrita, it's on the internet. He's an incarnation of Tungavidya, one of the eight principal gopis, and you can believe it when you're reading what he's writing. He says, anybody who comes to Vrindavan and sees the beauty of Vrindavan and then wants to go to any other forest is like somebody who knowingly rejects Mahaprasadam to eat the excrement of a dog. Wow. He's fanatic. On and on like that. When you're in Vrindavan on the parikrama, walking every day, staying in farmhouses with 150 people sleeping on the ground, you know, reading these things is just unbelievably intense. You know? So, maybe, you know, if we stick to Srila Prabhupada's feet as he passes through this universe, heading to the next universe, you know, we can end up in Vrindavan like that. And this is chanting, Hare Krishna. You know? There's never been a greater fool than me. There is not now a greater fool than me. There never will be a greater fool than me, more sinful, more stupid. I cannot take any advice from learned gurus or the scriptures, but because I know the power of these two syllables, Ha-Re, I think that maybe even I can stay in Vrindavan until the last moment of my life. It's probably not necessary for these things. So it's the Maha Mantra, developing your appreciation for what is this two syllables, Ha-Re. But it means, oh Radharani, hey Radha, hey. Yeah. Well, what does that mean? All this happens. You're happy, yeah, your consciousness starts expanding, the meditation is there. And then it becomes your whole life. You live that way. Everybody you see. Yeah. When you met Srila Prabhupada, you had two options. Become Krishna conscious, or go away. That was, yeah. Friend, enemy, whatever. Yeah, yeah. And everything in Vrindavan, the flowers, the land, everything is chanting, japa, japa, japa. But the flowers, their japa is smell, producing a certain fragrance together like that. You know? And we're trying to chant to help this bee remember the message of Radha. He's trying to tell Radharani to save her life. Okay, this is the last one here. There's Hanuman. Okay. So I was meditating on my name, Hanumat Prashak, right? What does that mean? No, well, yeah. What does it mean, though? More details. Yeah. Yeah, Prashak.
Who sent messenger?
Yeah, he who sent Hanuman as a messenger. Mm-hmm. You know, so always thinking about this pastime, you know, chanting. Want to sing this? Janani ham ramadut hanuman. Janani ham ramadut hanuman. These were done, translations were done by a great pundit. Radhika did this, and I found the slides. Oh, mother, we are Hanuman, the messenger of Lord Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Because Sita's about to kill herself. She's suffering so much. And then one friend shows up coming out of the tree and says, you know, oh, Mataji, mother, I'm servant of Ram. Imagine how, you know, it's what it's like. You know, people, you know, wolves are chasing you down the street. Some man comes out with a stick and stops them. It's like, you know, so happy. You know? Charana vandanam karomi pamara avasara prapta mahan. I offer my obeisances to your feet. This fool has obtained this great opportunity. Like that. So Sita's in everybody's heart. She's dying to engage in this devotional service. Everybody. But they're trapped by these demoniac ideas. So many things. She can get to people's hearts, their devotees. Even though there's so many nasty habits and things on the outside. So Hanuman went through all these things for months and months and finally suffering and finally found Sita. And then she wouldn't accept him as a messenger. So he had to pay his obeisances. He had to understand how she'd been cheated so many times. You know, she was so distrustful. But finally he convinced her and gave her the ring. And here's the ring right here. Upadeshamrita, whatever it is. Okay. Something to, you know, convince people that we're actually representing God. Because I may not say it so nicely, but you can read this. Oh, I see. It is. Mama Prabhu Kanti Eva Divakara Vaniyatam Ridula Chandrakara. So she asks him, okay, if you're a servant of Ram, what does he look like? You know, a very nice description. But here the poet just summarizes two things. My Lord's beauty is like the sun, and his voice is gentle like the moon. Kutvatava apaharanam ravana. Janita Marana Avahan. So when Sita was kidnapped you know, she was crying out, Ram, Lakshman, Ram, Lakshman. But in the, everybody wanted to help her, the demigods, the animals, the trees, but they were so terrified of Ravana, they just couldn't do it. And when she was crying out, it was so intense that the entire universe went off of its axis like that. It was so intense. The whole universe started to, you know, go off its axis like that. And then some the animals were saying, or the demigods were saying, there is no justice, there is no mercy. Like that. It was very intense. Yeah. So then, but Brahma said, yes, it's a fact. He said, but our purpose is accomplished. Ravana is a dead man. Like that. So you're... Is it when Ravana kidnapped, he was inviting his own death, which took birth at that moment. And of course, carrying Sita away while Ram is off chasing the deer. And cutting off Jatayu's wing. And finally, of course, they met the monkeys, and they told him about the jewels, right, that Sita had dropped. Pashyami Prabhu Gabhira Pratikshana Kintu Karoti Sada Tava Chintana. So Hanuman says, yes, Rama is very grave, like that. But internally, I know the reason for that is because he's always thinking about you. Because Sita was thinking, he just forgot me, he just doesn't care about me. He said, no, he's always very grave like that because he's thinking of you, like that. So conditioned souls, right? There's this famous story. One man died, and he went to heaven, and God was there. And he looked, and the man looked back at his life, and it was like a pathway across different things, his footprints going through different things like that. He remembered different experiences. And there's always two sets of footprints because God was always with him. He saw like that. You know, somebody asked, who's that second set of footprints? And God said, that was myself. I was accompanying you through all these things. They looked, though, and some of the times when it was the most difficult, there was only one set of footprints like that. So then he was kind of a little bit disturbed, and he said, well, you know, but look, you know, you're always with me, but when things got the worst, you know, you abandoned me like that, right? So God said, there's only one set of footprints because I had to carry you at that time, like that, you know? So this is, you know, we're wondering, has God forgotten me, like that, you know? But, you know, if you look, actually, things are happening this way because he's intensely caring about us. One man is in his house, and the flood's coming, the water's coming, and goes up on his porch, and is, you know, up to the knee-high on the, out there. One big truck goes by on the road and says, come on, come on, walk across here, we'll get you out of here. He says, no. I'm waiting for God to save me. And I said, okay. You know, he goes on. So the water gets higher. Now he's up in the second story and a boat comes by. And it says, quick, get in the boat. We'll save you. And he says, no, I'm waiting for God to save me. So they go away. The water goes higher. He's up on his roof. And a helicopter comes and says, take the rope. Take the rope. And he says, no, I'm waiting for God to save me. So the helicopter's running out of gas, goes back like that, goes away. And then the sky opens up. And a big light comes from the sky, and a big voice says, what are you waiting for? I've already sent a truck, a boat, and a helicopter. So God is always kind to us, always giving his mercy, but sometimes we're just like, you know, too arrogant or too proud or something, you know. Even if you do get laid off, right? Just saying, okay, yeah, I'm a nice person. Even if God has chastised me, he's not going to do it in such a way as to hurt me. You know, he's going to make me come to my senses. One devotee came to the Rath Yatra in Guadalajara, Mexico, right in the middle of the Rath Yatra, the festival's going on. We arrive at the park site. And he was just in his shorts and stuff like that. And, you know, I said, well, what happened? He said, oh, I just got to the airport with my wife. We're trying to rush to the temple to change and come to the festival. And one guy in the airport said, hey, where are you going? I said, going here. He said, I got a taxi. I have to go back to the same place. I'll give you half price. You come with me. He said, okay. So he got in the taxi. Guy's on his cell phone. Goes on a side road, and two men come out with guns and say, get out of the car. Get out of the car. Okay, we're getting out of the car. You know? So we got out. My wife had her purse, and they drove away with my computer, $1,200, everything else like that, and that was it. You know? And so devotees were thinking, like he was thinking, well, how could Krishna do this to somebody, right? You know, God is cruel to me. God has forgotten me. The next day he's talking to me. He said, you know, before I became a devotee, I was a thief. And he said, I used to do exactly the same things to people. And he said, considering this whole thing, in my heart, I never realized how much pain it caused people like that. And after this happened to me, he said, now I know I could never do it again to people like that. You know, so on. And it'll all come back. I have to work a little bit, but it'll all come back. But I got a lesson that was worth more than what I lost like that. You know? So it's always happening. Just Krishna's very grave outside. Things are happening. But inside, yes, he's always thinking of our welfare. Hanuman Shura Sita. Tasya nayana baspakulatam mama mahat kedam paridan. Seeing my Lord's eyes filled with tears, I feel great distress. Like that. This is a servant. Somebody asked Prabhupada, how can we render perfect service to Krishna? Prabhupada's kind of thinking, laughing. He says, by your anxiety. Krishna's unhappy. All these souls here trapped, and they're just going to die. And they're going to become something else, some animals again. Human form of life, they have a chance like that. So somehow or other, we should just gradually try and make it our only business, trying to fulfill Krishna's desire, which is to educate other people. What about my money? What about this? What about that? It'll all happen automatically. And you'll be able just to take care of these things just as a secondary thing. You know, which shoe do you put on first? Your right or left shoe? Okay, you have to think about it. People don't think about this, but if you see it. 90% of the time, you put on one shoe first, and you never think about it. You know? Well, if I don't put a lot of attention on my work at work, they'll fire me. Probably you'll do better if you don't pay attention at it. Let Krishna engage you properly. And you're always thinking, how can I do preaching work? How can I? But it takes time. You know, this devotee, what's his name? Parthasarathi Das. He's in the U.S. Army. He had to leave New York City when he was 17 years old, or else get arrested or something. He had 5 days. So he joined the army, you know, 17 years old. And he gave a list of all the places he'd been in the last year. And you can tell every single one of them was a combat zone. You know. And he always volunteered for advanced infantry training. So it takes most people 18 years. He did it in 11 years. He's like one below a top sergeant. And his platoon, there are 49 people, and all these sergeants and other, like, you know, corporals and privates under him. And this is his third time in Iraq. And he met devotees at some point. You know, and he decided, I want to be a devotee. You know, so try to get out of the army, but in wartime, especially, you can't get out, you know, without permission like that. He said, okay, let me do this. Let me, this is in Seattle. Let me bring in 2 big van loads full of Sankirtan devotees on the base, and for a party, and we'll all chant Hare Krishna, have a big kirtan. Next day, they'll have me out of here. I'll be shaved up with tilak on. You know, and so next day, they all said, oh, pretty loud party last night. Yeah, it was, wasn't it? Yeah, okay, here's your assignment for today. You know, so on and on like that. He asked Kadamba Kanana Maharaj, who's his guru, you know, should I do this? Should I just quit? He says, if you just quit, what will happen? He says, well, legally they can kill me, you know, in combat, going away from like that is treason, like that. If I won't do it, I'll be spending 40 years in prison, like that. He said okay, and then actually, then what happened was he'd asked him, and then one captain before they went to Iraq for the first time, the unit, he said, hey, you Ari. You're Hare Krishna, aren't you? He said, yeah. We see you chant in the mornings like that. Are you going to fight or not? You know, is your religion likely to fight or not? So he'd ask Kadamba Kanana, and he said, okay, I can't do anything abominable. I can't like shoot people who are not shooting at me or things like that or hurt children like that and so on. And everything else. But yeah, as a soldier, I have to try my best to carry out like the orders of my, you know, my country and things like that. Nothing bad, you know, but who said? Who can determine if George Bush is right or wrong? We have enough millions of people thought he was right and millions of things wrong. Okay. He said, that's not a soldier's job. Probably it's the same thing. A soldier doesn't make those decisions. He fights the enemy bravely, and at that moment, he tries to act properly and fight the enemy bravely. If they surrender, you know, it's okay, like that. He says when he goes out, his first mission, every day he goes out with his soldiers, is that these 49 guys are going to come back alive. That's his first meditation. These 49 guys are going to come back alive. Second meditation is that we're just going to try and keep the peace. Yeah. Everybody knows what that is. If people are shooting at us, we're going to try and chase them away. We're going to try and confiscate weapons. We're going to, like that. Third thing is whatever his assignment, their assignment is for that day. Take this area, do that, or this and that, and so on. Yeah. So this captain, after he told him this, he turned to everybody and he said, we can't lose. The Hare Krishnas are with us. He was told. He doesn't try and preach at all. He just does his japa every day, worships his shalagram shilas, and everybody sees what he's doing, and they start asking questions like that, you know. And so it goes on, his you know, it's a real situation where people, one time, for example, he gets up at 1:30 in the morning, goes outside and chants his rounds. It's 97 degrees at 1:30 in the morning, puts his hat on to protect his head, chants his rounds. Well, it's too hard, I'm tired. Actually, you hear what he's going through, it's like everybody, we have got an easy life, you know. Gets his rounds done, okay. He wakes up his soldiers, you know, gets his arm, puts his 60 pounds of body armor, 40 pounds of body armor on, all of his field pack, and it's got like, you know, 115 degree weather, and they go out sometimes for 18 hours, and they drive in the hot summer, you know, to where they're supposed to do their mission. One time they had to get these like insurgents out of those villages that the local people are complaining. So his platoon is going through, and all of a sudden they start getting blasted out from the rooftops. They all get down under different things like that. He calls the captain. He says, okay, we'll flank them on this side, then we'll get it that way, and then you guys come through and we'll chase them out. You know? So he starts reading the Bhagavad Gita. Then one soldier runs across, the people shooting at him, to get next to him by the wall, and he's listening to them. He says, after about 5 minutes, there's 9 soldiers crouched there, like listening to the Bhagavad Gita. You know? Now this is a Bhagavad Gita class. Right? You know? For the soul, there is neither birth nor death. Say it again. Yeah. One time, you're shooting at a house. People are shooting back at you. You're shooting back at them. You finally take control. You go in. The guys who are shooting at you are dead. And 3 little children are also dead. Like that. How do you feel at that point? You know, why is this happening? Come on, tell us again. Everything's been controlled by God as a person. Everybody has their karma. Did you do the right thing or not? Okay. It's all in God's control. And so, you know, Bhagavad Gita in that situation, even if they don't believe or understand fully, they get a lot. You know? So anyway, you know, he goes this whole reading the Bhagavad Gita about 5-10 minutes, and the captain calls, okay, we're ahead, ready. Okay, Charlie, go at it, you know. Bullets like this big, going at, you know, 455 miles an hour against the roof. Keep everybody down, we're running ahead like that. Put the Bhagavad Gita away. So on. See, and he goes back, okay, go back, you know, 18 hours are up, take a shower, go down to the base exchange, 25,000 people on the base, they come for drink chocolate milkshake or something, buy something, and distribute books. And he got 300 Bhagavad Gitas this time. You know, the army just shipped 300 Bhagavad Gitas by airplane there. Like that, you know? Yeah. So, you know, again, this is, maybe we'll make so much progress in this lifetime, this year, you know, these years. Okay, maybe next lifetime we won't be perfectly ready to surrender to Krishna, but we'll take birth like someone like that, you know, where we're just, you know, ready to understand the basics in a real clear fashion like that. So this is our presentation. Thank you very much. Hanuman Prashak Swami, Anjana Sudha Academy, www.jayaram.us. And this is our Swarup. This is my form of spiritual world. Koi Prashna hai? I see. Yeah.
In the beginning, when somebody comes to temple,
yeah,
we say, Prabhu, become vegetarian, offer food to Krishna, give water to the chant on the ground.
Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Yeah. Be happy.
And then later on, we say, increase around. Make it 8.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm chanting 8 now.
Okay, yeah.
Follow
3 principles.
Yeah, follow 3 principles. And then we tell them, no, actually, what time you're chanting? Oh, I chant a couple of rounds in the night. Chant better in the morning.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't do that. Start chanting 6 rounds in the morning.
Prabhupada says.
And then now you're saying chant before Mangalarti.
No, if you can.
Like, oh my gosh, Maharaj.
No, I'm saying if. Well, my first temple president, Bhaktadas, he was a Marxist. So when devotee met him, he was just defeating him left and right, you know, like that. His father was a lawyer, too, so he was really becoming him. But finally he said, okay, if I'm honest, I have to take this guy's book, you know. So he got the book, and he was reading it, and something was bothering him. He kept reading, something was bothering him. What was bothering me? Because he had so many books on, like, communist philosophy or yoga. He said, they all have this thing where you got to do this austerity, you got to do this austerity, that sacrifice, and then you enjoy. Like that, you know? But Prabhupada's books, the enjoy part never came. There was just austerity and more austerity and more austerity. And he had to consider this, you know. This is bhakti. Bhakti means suicide. Yeah, giving it. But actually, the point is, you discover the more you try and, die to live. The more you actually kill yourself, what you think is yourself, the more you start discovering deeper and deeper and deeper abilities, you know, like that. You know? And so it's very wholesome. You know, we don't. Prabhupada says that if you try and take the skin off of a snake, he'll complain like that, you know. But if you just wait, then once a year it comes off very naturally. So we should push a little bit, but you know, a healthy push. For any occupation, anything, you've got to push a little bit. But you'll push a little bit, enthusiastic, adopting principles, you know, like that. But then be patient. And very naturally, you'll start developing this austerity, you know, like that. Before, you may have been smoking. And after you stop smoking, you smell it and it's still attractive, you know. But after some time, you smell it, it makes you want to vomit. So how could I ever have been entangled in that stupidity and dull-headedness and stuff? Yeah? So in the beginning, you just push a little bit. Like, you know, your baby doesn't take ice cream. You know, so you try and make your baby take ice cream. Come on. You know, a little bit in, and well, that's pretty good. You know, okay. You know, well, same thing. You know, I don't want to go to school. I'll die. You know, no, you'll like it. And after some time, you like going to school. The teachers know how to have different games to play and make things. And you're learning something. You can read now. You know, it's proper. So that answer your question. Yeah, but you have to understand how to, take the medicine. Not, you know, Prabhupada says you're not happy if not Krishna consciousness. You know, like that. Yeah. So, it's okay. Everyone's got 2 o'clock in my morning. No, again, it's just, you just little by little. Plus, bhakti yoga means progressive rules and regulations. Like that, adopting them, like little by little and properly. It's a whole science. It's a science. You understand what things are taken at what time, like that. And bhava bhakti, vaidhi bhakti. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Okay. Sometimes chanting slow, and I figure when it takes long, that means we're not chanting good. Like sometimes it takes 2.5 hours, maybe 16 rounds, and drag on and on.
That's about right. Yeah.
But sometimes if I chant, you know, really fast, then it gets focused.
Vasaraj told me the herb Prabhupada said, but he wasn't sure. No fast, you're finishing your rounds. No faster than 5. No slower than 10. Yeah, like that kind of. But you see, everybody's when somebody talks about Jap, when Acharya, he says, only an evil person wants to finish his rounds quickly. Yeah, you see that. You heard that. Oh, yeah, okay. No, the point is to hear. You know, again, you have a different mind. Sometimes you got to chant slowly. Sometimes you got to chant quickly. And different people, different kinds of mentalities. You know, so use, what's it called? Pragmatic. You know, but usually, if you're, you know, like 10 minutes or slower, you're like starting to really just do something else. You're thinking about something else like that. You know, and faster than 5 minutes, 3 seconds. Three seconds per mantra is 6 minutes. Psychologically, at that point, Western people can keep the whole thing in your mind at one time. It's one event. You can keep whatever happens within 3 seconds as one event, maximum. So I tried that, and it was a fact. Wow. You know, the whole mantra was there, like, you know, this end would slide off, that end would slide off, but I could keep the whole thing conscious. You know? And I noticed that for 5 years as a devotee, I've been emphasizing Hare Rama more than Hare Krishna. So you can see the whole thing. I changed it. It was a whole different experience. You know? So that's meditation. You get out of time. You're no longer caught in this linear time. At that point, you become right here, right now, and what you're doing is adjusting things like this, you know, not just like that. Yeah. And then you can see the whole mantra, and you can see a relationship to it. You can change everything around. So easy at that point. A lot of work to do when you get in the meditative level. Wow. But nihabi kramo nasho sti pratyabhaya navidyate swapamapi asya dharma shya. There's no loss in this path. Whatever progress you make, you've made eternal progress tonight. If you've understood this thing, eternal. You can die next life, and you can be attracted again, or something like that. Okay. Yeah, he's a psychologist. He knows this stuff. One devotee, his book distribution technique was, he'd go out and approach people. He'd say, "Hey, we're from this society. You know, we're helping out people who have trouble with their minds. You know what I mean?" And he's almost invariably everybody go, "Yeah, yeah, here's some money." That was his whole thing. "Yeah, what you mean? Trouble with the mind? Yeah." Have trouble. So, today is Wednesday, right? And tomorrow night will be.
Meridian site, our name.
Okay, yeah. And we have a web page there. If you want to kind of check. We have different you know things we're developing. A lot of programs and stuff like that for Krishna consciousness. Yeah. And again, you know, some people like the front of the elephant, some like the elephant's leg, and some like to the back end like that. So find devotees you can associate with. and your particular nature and stuff. I mean, some people are cooks. Prabhupada said, never trust a
skinny cook.
Yeah, never trust a skinny cook, Prabhupada said. So Ian over there, you gotta, I wouldn't trust what he cooked for lunch. Yeah. Somebody different nature, you know. Men and women are different, you know, and intellectuals and laborers are different. You know? So yeah, get some association. And then you can start developing your Krishna consciousness. Cause there's so much work to do. You know, right now the world's a messy, messy situation. Just chant a little bit, and take the sauce. Krishna, Krishna, Jaya Radha Madhava, Punjabi Hare. Gopi Janna Bala Ba Ginivara Dari.
Gopi Janna Bala Ba Ginivara Dari.
Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari. Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari. Radha Madhava ki. Gaurav Mirandi Hare Ribo. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Oh. Ganga. 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 Japa Joe.